Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
If you own horses or other livestock that you keep in a barn, you need to hear this message. If your horses or cattle could talk, they'd probably be saying, dust, flies, heat, oh my. Why not install a Simply Cool Atomizer misting fan? The only one of its kind. Clears dust, prevents flies, lowers the temp. It doesn't drip or get your livestock wet. For information about this revolutionary new misting fan, call 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
Last night, the GOP National Convention continued in Cleveland, Ohio, hearing from the vice presidential running mate candidate for Donald Trump, Governor Mike Pence of Indiana. Also during the day yesterday, the Great American Farm Lunch was held. Agricultural leadership there, Pat Roberts from the Senate Agriculture Committee, the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway there, and a lot of others, folks within the agriculture community, a part of that event. Also speaking of that event, Charles Herbster from southeastern Nebraska. He's president and CEO of the Conklin Company and also a rancher, owns a Herbster Angus. At that event, it was announced that he would be one of the chairs of the Trump Agricultural Advisory Committee. According to Rod Mozell, who was a part of the Great American Farm Lunch yesterday, Rod is an official GOP delegate, and he's a member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's board of directors. Herbster did indicate that he had talked several times with Donald Trump about agricultural policy issues, including trade.
He told about extensive visits on trade with Donald Trump, and that Trump made clear that he was for trade, particularly agricultural trade, and understood the significance of agricultural trade and what a big contributor it was to our gross domestic product, but that his commitment was to fair trade, and that he felt that we'd been getting the short end of the stick on our negotiating on a lot of these, and that he was going to be for trade agreements, but he wanted to refine the negotiating on them to what he considered fairer terms.
GOP delegate Rod Mozell, who's a part of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Board of Directors, he was on hand at the Great American Lunch yesterday at that GOP convention in Cleveland. It's day three today of the Big Three livestock judging event at Oklahoma State University. Over 1,400 young people from primarily Oklahoma, but several other states as well, involved in this annual livestock judging school that OSU puts on. Blake Bloomberg is the head coach of the nationally recognized OSU livestock judging team on hand to help with the kids.
It's a three-day event where students from across the state and country come and evaluate classes of both swine, cattle, and sheep, and just a time-honored tradition here started by Dr. Todishek, and one that's kind of stood the test of time here, and one of the most important and prestigious events that we host here at Oklahoma State.
OSU livestock judging coach Blake Bloomberg. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association got their annual convention and trade show kicking off. Golf tournament this morning. They'll be having some of their early sessions this afternoon. Kickoff reception tonight in the trade show. First general session on Friday morning and on into Saturday. Some of the speakers include Tracy Bruner, NCBA president, Darrell Peel, livestock market economist from OSU. You've got farm news on Ron.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
That's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.